It's no secret that U.S. environmental standards are shifting. President Trump has been candid in his resolve to ease regulations. And last week, the Environmental Protection Agency announced plans to revise air pollution rules. The American Lung Association in Wisconsin is among the groups concerned about where the changes could lead. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
A decade ago, the EPA established guidelines commonly called the Good Neighbor Rule. It regulates air pollution generated in one place that wafts across state borders, contributing to poor air quality. Donna Waninsky is with the American Lung Association in Wisconsin. She says the rule has been a huge component of the Clean Air Act.
Because if you just think logically, air pollution travels. It doesn't just sit in the place that it was created. And Wisconsin actually has been the recipient of pollution from other states. And people who live in those lakefront counties, particularly from Racine all the way up, know how frustrating it is to be told that they're going to have high, unsafe, unhealthy ozone levels for a day when they know that that ozone is not being created in Wisconsin and certainly not in their own local communities, but it's coming up the lakefront from Chicago and even from places like Indiana.
Waninsky calls the rule a step in the right direction and says as a result, air quality has improved along the east coast of the country, but says there's still room for ozone improvement, including in Wisconsin communities along Lake Michigan. Last week, the EPA announced it will no longer enforce the Good Neighbor Rule.
States have already sought their help in reducing emissions that come from other states, but the EPA has rejected those requests.
The agency says air quality data and modeling predict that within 5 years, more stringent standards won't be necessary. The EPA also plans to drop another rule. It applies to restrictions for new coal-burning power plants. Under the rule, plant owners would be required to incorporate technology to capture carbon dioxide emissions. EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler spoke out against the measure, saying it would excessively burden America's energy providers. Donna Waninsky of the Lung Association thinks otherwise. She says while the rest of the world is trying to curb carbon emissions, the U.S. is officially closing its eyes to climate change.
This week, world leaders are meeting in Poland to advance climate solutions, that the United States is not part of that.
Waninsky says if the U.S. continues to roll back protections, air pollution and climate change will worsen in coming years. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.